He didn't answer them back at all. He didn't say anything to them. Shrashli heftel upon him. He like ignored them. Ki avi menake tzivi, after he collected all the wood, is dorit tzivi yomore b'chad kaisva. He put the wood and the shovel on one shoulder. Uglima b'chad kaspa. And he put the simple shirt that he had on his second shoulder. Didn't make sense either. He agreed to divide up the weight equally. He didn't divide up the weight equally. He put all the heavy stuff on one shoulder, and the posh of the shirt he put on the other shoulder. Weiter. Klim b'chad kaspa. Kula yurcha, the whole way walking home, they noticed that Abba Chilkiyah, loisayim esani, he didn't put on his shoes at all. He walked barefoot. Abba kimota lamaya, when he had to go through a river, sayim esani, then punkt, he put on his shoes then. Kimotel his meat, when he went near thorns, Viggy thorns, Delinu Lamanayu, he picked up his pants. In other words, that Kumat, he started to bleed then. Like instead of ripping his pants, he ripped his foot. Kimotel Lamas, when he went into the city, Nofik Devesul Yape, Kimishkato. As soon as he came into the city, right away his wife went out to meet him, and his wife was all made up. She had a lot of makeup on her. Kimishkato, she was all made up. Kimotel Lamas, when he went to the house to go inside, Ola Devesul Beresha. He let his wife go into the house first. And then he went in. Like all these things, the Gemara will soon explain why he did them. They don't make any sense. Usually the Talmud Chacham is supposed to go in first and the wife goes in second. Here he let his wife go in first, then he went in. And last he let the Rabbanan go into the house. Now Abba Chutki sat down to eat. He also did the Korach Rift. He sat down to have a piece of bread. He didn't tell the Rabbanan, come and eat with me. He didn't invite them in for lunch either. He sat down to eat lunch, and he let the Rabbanan wait inside there, didn't give them to eat. Then when he finally sat down to eat, he gave his oldest son one portion of food, or the Zutra, the youngest son, Trey, two portions of food. Also doesn't make any sense. Now Abba Chitki told to his wife, I know, that Yadana the Rabbonim is Shemitra Kosu. I know why these two Rabbonim are here. They're here because there's no rain. They want me to daven. Is Nasik, let us too. Leig, will let us both go up to the roof. For the boy Rachmi, we'll both daven to Hashem. And Efshad the Maratza Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Yaisi Mitra, for Leinachse Tibusla Nafshin. Notice, he wants to be like an onif. He figured, before they even ask me, I'll go up to the roof and daven to Hashem. Hashem should make the rain come down. And then I'll come down and sit here, and they're not going to realize that I did it, and when they come to ask me for rain, I'll just tell them it's raining already. What do you want from me? So he wanted them, they shouldn't realize that he's the one. So they went up to the roof to daven to Hashem. In Sokol Yigur, they went up to the roof. Come Iyu B'chod Zavisa. He stood at one corner of the roof. The Iyu B'chod Zavisa, and his wife stood at the other corner of the roof. And they both started to daven to Hashem. Kodem Solok Anonim Mihach Zivisa Didvisuhu. So the cloud started to come at the corner where she was davening. Mashma Hotfila was answered. Kinochis, then they went downstairs. Omalu, then finally, asked the Tanichomim, Amai Yossi Rabbonin, what are you doing here? What do you want from me? Omrule, they told him, Shadrilon Rabbonin Lagabe Damar, Lemiboy Rachmi Amitra. The Rabbonim sent us to ask you that you should daven to Hashem for rain. Omalu, so he answered back, Boruch Hamokom, Shloihitruch Eschem, Liabechukia. Like Baruch Hashem, the world doesn't need Abba Chilkiyah. Like he wants to have his anivus, as if to say, I don't have to daven. It's raining already. What do you want from me? Ormuleh, so Rabbonim answered back to Abba Chilkiyah and said, you should know, Yadana, we still know the story here, Demitra Mach Mesmarhu Diyosan. Like we know what happened here. We know that you went up to daven, and it's because of your tefillis that the rain are coming down. But Rabbonim still said, Alolei Malon Mar, Hani Mila De Tmi Yalon, my time, like, please explain to us, we have a lot of kashes on what happened here. Things are very modern, what you do here. How come you did these things? My time, first of all, ki hivna l'mas shalom, how come when we first met you out in the fields, and we said shalom aleichem to you, l'yas b'lon marape, you didn't even turn your face to us, you ignored us. How come you didn't say anything to us? Omalu, we said back like this, schir yoim havoi, you should know I was hired today. Schir yoim havoi. V'yamin, and I said, Layifkar, I can't waste any time. I'm a schir yoim, I was hired today to do my work, and I can't afford to stop working even for a second. Therefore, I have no right to answer you, shalom aleichem, to talk to you right now. I can't talk. I'm a schir yoim, I'm hired to work today.
Rashi's saying,
Trash Layafkar, Laytizbatam imalachti, I can't stop working for a second. Kima yoim adimafragri rabboni. That's why I didn't answer you. Good, they understood that. Fighter. Next question. Well, my time a dori ma'atzivi achod kasvein ogli ma'achod kasvein. Like, how come you took all the heavy weight, the shovel and the wood on one shoulder, and the other shoulder, all you carried was just a glima, just your shirt? Omulu, he answered back, talish shulahoisa. Or the kasha is better still. Like, what do you have to put the shirt on your shoulders for? Like, why don't you wear it better? Like, the chura, wear your shirt and carry the wood on both shoulders. How come you had to put the shirt on your shoulders? So he answered him back, Omulu, talish shulahoisa. This doesn't belong to me, this shirt. I borrowed it. This talis. Lo'ochi shili, o'lo'ochi lo'sholi. I only borrowed it that when I'm working I could use it. But now that I'm not working, I'm going home, I have no right to use it. Therefore, I'm not allowed to wear it, I have to carry it home. Good. My time akula yurcho lo'isaya marmesani. How come the whole way home you went barefoot, you didn't put your shoes on? And punk v'chimot l'may yisaya mesani. When you went through the water, then punk, you put your shoes on. Omu yesabak adis abachilkiyo. That kula yurcho chazina b'maya. Chazina. True, I'm a poor person, I can't afford to use up my shoes for no purpose. So while I'm walking on dry land, I could see where I'm walking, I could go barefoot. I watch myself not to step on pegs, not to hurt myself. When I walk through the water, I can't see what's on the floor. Maybe I'll step on something that will hurt me. So that's why through the water, I put on my shoes. Good. My time, what's the reason? When you reach the thorns, Viggy, the lino lamana, you picked up your pants. He picked up your dress, whatever he was wearing. Is Omalu, he answered back, Zem malarucha. What's going to be that my feet will get bruised, will start bleeding. I will heal up again. Vizereina malarucha. My shankin is very poor. He couldn't afford to buy another pair of pants. So my pants are going to get ripped. It can't heal up. So therefore, it's kedai to let yourself get hurt and not ruin your clothing. Jasant, chidish.
What's Rashi saying?
My time ki moti malamos. How come Punk, when he came into the city right away, Norfolk de Vaisur de Mar ki mishtot? How come your wife came out all beautiful, all dressed up, all with makeup on? How come? Omalu, he said back to them, Kadesh le'etin einai vishacheres. My wife did it like a shmira to watch me. I should not look at any other lady. Hazoi, my wife came to make herself look beautiful. Kadesh, I only look at her and not do an avera, but look at any other isha. I shouldn't go to look at other ladies. Good. Another good thing you did. My time ayel hibereisha, but I have another kasha though. How come you let your wife go into the house first? I got tamachochem, and men are supposed to go first, not the lady. For hod the rai omara, then you went inside. Abasu, you went in after your wife. A man is not supposed to go after his wife. For hod the rai linu, and then punkti let us go in. So anan alinu manan, and then you let us go in. Omalu, he answered back like this. Mishum deloy bat kinuli. I don't know, I wasn't biting you, I don't know what type of people you are. So if I would have went in first, my wife would be outside with two men, to be a shal of yichah, I don't know what you'll do to her. So therefore, how to let my wife go in first? And then I go in and then I'll let you go in. But I had to be careful who you are, I can't let you be with my wife alone. Good. Fight another kasha. My time of kikorach marifta layom alon, isu kruchi. How come when you sat down to eat lunch, you didn't invite us in? A normal thing is, when you sit down to eat, you don't eat yourself. You have two rabbonim here, good, you didn't know who we were. Maybe we're bad people. But still, we're Jews, you should invite us in to eat. And he answered back, Mishum Lanyafisha Rifta and Echnam, I don't have any more bread. I didn't have enough food in the house. All I had was just one piece of bread. I can't give it to everybody. Like, even if I would invite you and you would say no, I don't want you to be master taiva to me, b'chinam. Like, even if you would say no, but then the pshat is, I invited you, and you think I'm a great person, and I'm not that way. I don't have the food to give you, I can't afford to give it to you right now, so I didn't say anything. I didn't want to make a fool them. Vaita, my time, yoyev mal yinuka kashisha choda. How come you gave your oldest son one portion, rifta, of bread? Ulezutra trei, and to your youngest son you gave two portions of bread. Like, what kind of sense is that? The older you are, son, the bigger he is, the more he needs to eat. Omalu, I'll tell you like this. Hi, koi vebeisa. My oldest son lives in the house. Whenever he's hungry, he takes something to eat. Now we need a little bit to teach us. For hi, my youngest son, Yosef Bei Kanishki, is in shul the whole day. He's learning. And mainly doesn't get to eat there. So when he comes home after freedom once for the whole day, he deserves to get two portions. Good. Oh, my time, kodim solik anoni mehach zavisa, devis kaima devesu. How come we also noticed when you went up to daven, we noticed that the clouds came to the corner where your wife was davening? Mashmi, your wife's tefillah was answered more than your tefillah. How come? Chur, you're a tzaddik. How come Hashem listened to your wife's tefillah more than yours? Demar. Hedavikaima devesu demar le'anone, the day. He answered, Mishum de'isasa shchicha beveisa. Because my wife is in the house a lot. V'yoyve rift le'aniya. And she, when she has bread in the house, she gives it to the poor people. She's mahana the poor people. O mekarvo haniyosa. That means they enjoy it very fast. The hanor, the enjoyment that Niam get, is very close to them. Now, that means to say, v'yano mashenke and me, the men, yehiv nezuzu, what can I give a poor person? Money. V'le mekarvo haniyosa. The yoni can't use the money so fast. He has to first go to the store to buy something with it, to enjoy the money. Mashenke, my wife, when she gives tzedakah, she gives them bread that they can enjoy right away. So she did like more tzedakah than me, so b'schus tzedakah, she was answered before me. Inam, another pshat is, hanu b'ryuni, tehevi b'shvivosan, there were people there in the city, there were bad people in the city. Ano boy rachmed lemusay, I daven to Hashem that these rishoyim should die. Fehiya, my wife, boy rachmed lahadru, and she daven to Hashem, rather than killing them, that they should do tshuva. B'tiyuftun v'yahadrun. And taka they did. Tlahadrun. B'tiyuftun v'yahadrun. That she daven to Hashem that they should do tshuva. And they did taka. So b'schus zeh that her tefillah, that she daven that they should do tshuva, that's why Hashem listened to her tefillah before he listened to my tefillah. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding daf Chof Gimel on the base. In the bottom half of the Gemara, Chanun Hanechbo. That was his name, Chanun Hanechbo. Chanun used to hide himself. Ba Brata, he was a son of the daughter to Chuni Dem Ha'amagel. Was Chuni Amagel's grandson. Chuni Amagel had a daughter, and her daughter had a son called Chanun Hanechbo. Heviki mitzarech alma lemitra, when there was no rain, the world needed rain. Heviki mishadri rabbonin yenuka devei rav, the rabbonin would send young children of the cheder legabe to chanan hanechbo. V'noket lei b'shepule glimei, and his young children would like grab in the bottom of his clothing, of his jacket, v'yomrule, and they would say to him, Abba Abba, like father, father, hav la mitra, give us rain. In other words, that we want you to daven for us, you should daven for rain. Is Omer, he said like this, Chanan Hanechba. Omer of Nechodesh Baruch Hu, Ribayna Shalerlam, Asei Bishvil Elu, give rain to the world because of these young, Bochrim, these young children. Shein Makirin Ben Abad, the Yoyev Mitra, Li Abad, the Loyoyev Mitra. And they don't know the difference come out between Hashem and me. They're coming to ask me, but really it's from Hashem that the rain should be coming. So if it's chusta tinoika shabes rabin, that's why you should give rain. And Rashi says, lahamrich liboy, they let young children go there to make him feel, to daven well. Yeah. Rashi, jain makirin, bein chuni la'aba kisvurim olai shani avayim. And if they don't know this between me, they think I'm their father, like Havra Chamonis on them. Now the Gemara says, Yamai Korale Chonan Hanechba, why was it called Chonan, the one that hid himself? Bevnei Sheho Yamach Biyatzmai. That's the way Rashi's Gervis. We have the Gervis of a Beit Akisei. He used to hide himself in the Beit Akisei. Rashi says not to be Gervis of Beit Akisei, but rather Stam. Sheho Yamach Biyatzmai is a big tenua. He used to hide himself, he did everything like humble, he didn't show off. Rashi says, Hokigasinin, show you on the left side at the top. Hokigasinin, show you Machabev, Loigasinin, show you Machabev Beisakise. Don't be gurus, he hid himself in the Beisakise. Rather, Stam used to hide himself, he did everything but sneeze. Yeah. Especially had a daven to Hashem, he daven but sneeze. Right. Omale Rebbe Zriko Rav Safra. Stochazi, come and see, Mavein Tikifo Dara de Israel. What's the difference between the great people of Eretz Yisrael, Lechatidi de Bovel? Between the great people in Bovel. Let's see the difference. Chassidim of Bovel, who's called the Chassidim of Bovel? Rav Hunev, Rav Chizda. Ki have a mitzarech alma lemitra, when the world needed rain, it didn't rain in a long time. Amr, they would say like this. Nichnif hadodi, let's gather everybody together. v'niboi rachme, and we'll daven to Hashem. Efsha demiratzia kodesh baruch hu. Maybe Hashem will have rachmonis, miratzia, will be pleased with us. The yasi mitra, and rain will come. That's what Rav Huna and Elchiz used to do. Ma'ashen kein tkifa d'ar of Yisrael, the chashuva people of Eretz Yisrael, kagoin Rabbi Yoina Avua to Rabbi Mani. He was the chassid for the strong people of Eretz Yisrael. He had a mitzvah alma lemitra when the world needed rain. Heavy ayah levesa, he would go into his house, the omar lehu, and he would tell the people in his house, havli gulaki, like give me a stick, my cane. I'm going to the marketplace now to buy like a dollar's worth of tfua. That's what I'm doing now. In other words, he went out privately, but sneers, nobody should know what he's doing. When he went outside, he went to a low place. He went to a low place to daven to Hashem. Why did he go to a low place? The pasuk says, that I'm crying out to Hashem from a low place. That's the place to daven to Hashem. He went to a private place. Nobody knew what he was doing there. He put sacks on him. He davened to Hashem. The Yossi Mitzvah, when the rain came. As he davened Bitznius, his Kiev Yosla Beitzah, when he went back home, Amrile. So the people asked him in the house, I see Mari Buron. Did you bring home the tfua? Like you went to buy grain. Did you bring home the wheat? His Omlu, he answered back, I thought like this. Since I see now it started to rain, hashto ravcho alma. Like right now there's going to be a lot of tfua, and the prices will go down, so it's not kedai to buy it now, I'd rather buy it later. Rashi says, there's going to be a lot of tfua. I didn't want to buy it now, it's too expensive now. Like now that it's raining, for sure, tomorrow, next week, it'll be much cheaper. So the kids in Eretz Yisrael, they used to do things with sneers, not like showing off. Fight of the Sioux, another Meisah, Rabbi Mani Bray, have become Mitzayer Le Debenesia. It happened with Rabbi Mani Bray that the Debenesia, the people there were bothering him. Is Ishtatech Al Kivra Devua, so Rav Ami, the son, went to on his father's base kever, and he lied down on his father's kever, and Omle, he said, Abba, Abba, like my father, Hani Mitzarali, these people from the Benesia, these big shots, they're bothering me. Is Yoy Mechad, it once happened one day, have a kolchal for Hossam, that these people, the Benesia, these big shots that were bothering his son, was walking by his kever. Is Inkot Karya de Susayu, the foot of the horse got stuck there. And as by the kever, the foot of the horse got stuck, wouldn't move. The Kabilo Alayud Loikom Mitzarali. So the people at the Vein Nisiyah realize something's happening here. That Pugli got stuck by the father's cavern. So they realized that Mustam the father was telling them, leave my son alone. And they accepted upon themselves not to bother his son. So the son, then he let him go. What? Davening to his father. Yeah. Mishtatach, yeah. It's the name of Tefillah. Like he was Mishtatach. It says by Kolov. Kolov won Nishtatech al Kivra Yavis. When he went by the Meraglim, he says also in Lashon, he was Nishtatech. He bowed down, he lied down on top of the Kforum. He davened to them. Havari davened like they should help him. But that's the Yat Shemayim. Yeah. Vesu another Maisa, Vesu Rabbi Mani, Havishchia Kaimed Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Elishev. Rabbi Mani used to go in front of Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Elishev. Omale, he said, Asiri Devei Chami, Kometzaruli. Like my father, my shver's house, my father-in-law's house, they're very rich there. Therefore, they're bothering me a lot. Is Omni, so you know what Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Elisha said? Laani, let them become poor. Yehyaniim, viyani, and they became poor. But then Omer, he said, Kodoch kuli. Now that the poor, they're bothering me a lot, that I should make panosa. They want me to forget to support them. So I'm worse off now. Is Amali Asri, if so, let them become rich again. The Asri that became rich. As if to show like you're better off the way he was before. Omar, he had another complaint now, this Reb Mani. Reb Mani complained to his Rebbe, Reb Yitzchok, Omar, le mekabli alai inshi beisi. My wife doesn't accept me, she doesn't listen to me anymore. My wife isn't acting nice to me. Is Amali, he said, Mashima, what's her name? Chana. Her name is Chana. So he said, Tisiafu Chana. Let Chana look beautiful. Let her look nice. She looked nice, then she'll respect you. Venesiaphus, and she became nice. Rashi says, "Hey, enish to mekabelo salai means shen yofa." Means he was complaining he doesn't like his wife anymore because she wasn't beautiful enough. So he says, "Okay, abazel, let her be beautiful." So now that she became beautiful, Omi had another complaint. Omalei komenagdir alai, she's ruling over me. As before, when she was ugly, she was like an onif, she didn't bother me. But now that she's beautiful, she became a big shot, she's bossing me around. Is Omalei said, if so, tachtachan l'shachrusay, let your wife go back to be ugly again. When she's ugly, chot, she won't bother you. So the same thing, be happy what you have, don't complain. Ah, you don't like her, but she'll be worse off if she's beautiful. So now that she's ugly, be happy the way she is. And his wife Chana came back to be black again, became ugly again. Hanu trei tamidim, the two tamidim, to have a kaimed Reb Yitzchak ben Elishev. They used to learn by Reb Yitzchak ben Elishev. Amru, they said, Amru lei, niboyi mei rachmi alan. Rebbe, please daven for us. Have rachmanis on us. Denachkim tuva. We want to become very smart. So you, Rebbe, daven for us. We should become very smart. Amru, he said, imi hoysam. I used to have this key, like I used to be able to make people smart. V'shalachtiyah, it was sent away from me. I don't have it anymore. I can't help you out anymore. Right, the Reb Yosi Bar Avin have a shchia kaimed Reb Yosi Dimin Yukris. Reb Yosi Bar Avin used to learn for Reb Yosi Dimin Yukris. Shavke, he left him, v'yosle kaimed Reb Ashi. Now Reb Yosi Bar Avin went to learn by Reb Ashi. Yoy Mechara happened one day,